Let's now look at a few expressions that are based on that other essential verb, sein, to be. You'll need it for describing the weather, das Wetter. Many German weather expressions are remarkably close to the English. Take der Wind, that's capital W-I-N-D, Wind. Now for windy, just add an I-G. When you put an ending on Wind, the T sound at the end changes back to a D. So what's the word for windy? Be sure to pronounce the D and ich ending. Yes, windig. Listen to the endings again.
Wind, windig.
Wind, windig. Wind, windy. So if terribly is furchtbar, how would you say it's terribly windy today?
Es ist furchtbar windig heute.
Es ist furchtbar windig heute. Die Sonne is the sun, so sunny is sonnig. So how would you say, I hope that it'll be sunny tomorrow? Breaking that up to help you with the word order, I hope that.
Ich hoffe, dass.
Ich hoffe, dass. Now firstly say, it will be sunny tomorrow.
Es wird morgen sonnig sein.
Es wird morgen sonnig sein. Think it through before you link the parts. I hope that it will be sunny tomorrow.
Ich hoffe, dass es morgen sonnig sein wird.
Ich hoffe, dass es morgen sonnig sein wird. Ich auch. Me too. Note how German says I too, ich auch, instead of me too. You too is du auch and us too, wir auch. So, what's you two using the polite form? Sie auch. Zurück zum Wetter. Back to the weather. Der Sturm, capital S-T-U-R-M, is the storm. And to say stormy, you need only add ish to the end of Sturm. And the U also gains an umlaut. So what is the word for stormy? Stürmisch. How would you say, yesterday it was terribly stormy?
Gestern war es furchtbar stürmisch.
Well done. Remember, es regnet. What about, it's raining yet again? For yet again, German says already again, schon wieder. So once again, it's raining yet again.
Es regnet schon wieder.
Es regnet schon wieder. So, if it's snowing is es schneit, how would you say, great, it's snowing yet again?
Toll, es schneit schon wieder.
Toll, es schneit schon wieder. If to go skiing is Skifahren gehen, let's add, let's go skiing. That's the command form, let us go.
Gehen wir Skifahren.
Gehen wir Skifahren. Gut gemacht. Whenever I listen to the weather forecast, die Wettervorhersage, it's often, es ist stark bewölkt. It's very cloudy. Bewölkt, that's B-E-W, O-Umlaut, L-K-T, comes from die Wolke, the cloud. Stark actually means strong, but when used for the weather, very. Stark bewölkt, very cloudy. If light or slightly is leicht, how would you say slightly cloudy?
Leicht bewölkt.
Leicht bewölkt. Good. But remember, leicht also means easy.